Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome back to the Men on Purpose podcast. We are here for another episode, and we are so excited to share with you, our magnificent men in the listening audience. The Men on Purpose podcast is where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, positive, and powerful in their impact and in their leadership. Today, I am stoked because I've got this guy who's a master of intelligence, transference, and information entanglement. Those words just like give me the shivers up and down my spine. I'm not sure why, but I'm sure we're going to find out when we get into this interview with Justin Rekla. His unique superpowers position him to guide his clients in otherworldly methods of communication and data assimilation. He's a former counterintelligence agent and expert in risk mitigation. His clients benefit from his practical approach to transformation and evolution, whether it's learning how to utilize the abstract frequency in business, understanding cryptocurrency, or navigating relationships and risk. Justin is the expert to call on. I met Justin at an event about 5 months ago in San Diego called the New Media Summit, and he really struck me not only energetically as being somebody who's really powerful and on purpose, but also he struck me as somebody who has so much to offer to the world that is literally cutting the edge, not on the leading edge, but literally cutting the edge. And I was deeply impressed by his presence and his purposefulness. And so thank you so much, Justin, for coming on the show. Welcome.
It's my honor. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I am stoked to find out, what is intelligence transference and information entanglement? Because I literally have the chills on my body when I think about those words.
It's something that I've been able to do my entire life. And my wife is the founder and executive officer of Superpower Experts. Those are the definitions of some of my superpowers. Essentially, what it is information entanglement. There's a lot of information out there that people have a hard time understanding, discerning, and integrating into their life on how to use it. It's literally information overwhelm. And so I have the unique ability to be able to like help people come into their organization, their business, their life, to help them untangle all the information that they have so they can know where to put it, how to utilize it, and how to create opportunity from it. So,
yeah, I would imagine too that some of that work would involve helping them to sift through and release, like shed a lot of that information. So that brings me to my clarity question, because I believe clarity is divinity. And so you obviously are here to be a change agent, and you're also obviously here to support others in becoming more clear and more impactful and more purposeful and more fluid and flowing in their capacity to create whatever it is that they desire. So how do you know what it is that you want to change or create in the world, and how do you get your clarity?
That's a great question. First and foremost, I have been blessed to have married a woman that has been my spiritual guide and mentor for the last 10 years. My own self-awareness of my own abilities and who I am and what I came here to do were really invigorated and lit on fire by her, Tonya Dawn Rekla. So that first and foremost, but through what I've learned through her and my own journey, my own experiences from childhood to now, is I've just learned to trust the flow state, the abstract frequency, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. It's learning to tap into that, guide it, and trust it. Because most people go through life on autopilot, and there's a lot of information that comes in, and it's very hard for people to discern what's theirs, what's not theirs. And depending on what their superpowers are, depending on what kind of energies that they're predisposed to, most people either stop looking at it or get lost, confused, and it leads to all sorts of chaos in a variety of forms. And so for me, that clarity comes from trusting the flow, trusting the information that I'm getting, understanding that when I'm getting information, it's not always mine. Most of the times it's coming in from outside sources and it's paying attention to that. There's a lot of people that have very similar superpowers, but without practice, without training, it's hard to discern what's yours and what's not. And most of us want to store it, right? My Tonya says, oh, you've got pockets. I've got these energetic pockets that I put everything into. And absolutely. And I've had to, over the last 10, 15 years, learn how to take it out of the pockets, put it into the middle, look at it, what's mine, what's not. And that's essentially what I help people do in their personal life, in their businesses, through our risk mitigation business. It's all the same. It's all about looking at the information, what's coming in, trusting what's yours, and getting rid of what's not.
Beautiful. I love that. And I feel like one of the things that it requires is a lot of courage. So you're somebody who was a former counterintelligence agent and you're an expert in risk mitigation, but now you're literally, you're talking about abstract frequency or God or universe and other worldly ways of communication. And so for some people who, it sounds to me like you had a spiritual awakening. So for some people who are listening, they may still be in a place where they are attached or committed to the cultural conditioning or societal conditioning or family conditioning that they received. But I also feel like our listeners especially are probably on that edge of being called into a new and higher understanding. So what do you do to find the courage and gird your own heart to go after what you want?
That's a great, great question. And ever since I was a kid, I've had different experiences. I've been able to see things, hear things, experience things that my family didn't fully understand. And so like you said, for myself, those societal norms, those things of what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, really took hold at a young age. And it was until my early 20s that I started unlocking them and exploring them for myself. And I was seeking. And then when I met Tonya, some of the concepts that you're talking about, the spiritual communication, the ego deconstruction, all those kinds of stuff, these were things that we were actually teaching to counterintelligence agents at the counterintelligence special agents course where I met Tonya. So these were all concepts that we were exploring. And it was very synergistic in the fact that my journey had already taken me there as well to understand those things. And what I've done, and to answer your question, is what do I do to make sure to have the courage is to step forward and continue to learn and unlock and listen and develop and get closer to spirit, God, universe, whatever you want to call it, is that I've made a commitment to not only myself, but to my wife, my children, that my evolution above all else comes first. Because when you start digging into the spiritual realm of who we are and what we came here to do, there's nothing else other than that. Everything else is just an experience, a shared experience, or something that's here in the projection that we call life that just shows up. And if you're messed up here, you don't know what it is, you're confused, whatever it is, then the projection shows up differently for you. So it's all about my own evolution. And in that evolution, I get to share experiences with the people that I love the most, who are closest to me, and we get to create and manifest our world together. And so I think for most people, I think it's the best thing you could do to yourself is buck the system, make that commitment to yourself for your own evolution, be willing to call yourself out on, for lack of a better term, your shit, and move through it. And that's really what scares people the most, is that they've got a death grip on who they think they are and our egos. And it's just a piece of us. It's literally just a piece of us, but our egos especially are designed, a lot of people are like, oh, the ego is designed to protect you. No, your ego is actually trying to kill you. You know, that comes from a good friend of ours, Gary Renard. He wrote Disappearance of the Universe. Your ego is trying to kill you because it's literally trying to keep you constrained in a reality that does not exist, that is not true. And if we just let go of that and step into who we truly are, energetically, spiritually, and in this projection, magic occurs.
Yummy. I love that, Justin. I know Gary Renard's work. He wrote something else before the book that you mentioned.
And he just released a new one too.
So. Yeah, I enjoy his work. So the word that you used that's most important to me in that last section was commitment. And one of the three marks of a man on purpose in my mind is commitment. So thank you for bringing commitment to the table and for amplifying and illuminating the level of commitment. And not just the idea of commitment, but the what that the commitment is to, and the commitment to your own evolution. There can't be anything greater for you to commit to in my mind. So thank you for bringing commitment to the table. And when we come back, what I want to talk to you about a little bit more is some of the areas that you're exploring that are in the area of cryptocurrency and navigating relationships and risks, because I've started to dip my baby toe, teeny, teeny, teeny baby toe into the cryptocurrency world. And I'm aware that my ego wants to kill me there. So I'd love to have some insights that you might have to offer our guests when we come back. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Justin Rucklow, the master of intelligence transference and information entanglement. And Justin, we talked before the break about commitment, but the other thing I wanted to bring to the table, which I didn't mention before, is when you filled out the magic form to be a guest on the show, you indicated that self-dominion was something that you were interested in talking about and flowing around. And I feel like self-dominion and the cryptocurrency question kind of go together, because when we create our own money system and our own economy, that amplifies our self-dominion. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about one of the things that you wrote down was a challenge for you. So I'd love to have you dive in a little bit and talk about cryptocurrency and self-dominion and how they relate to one another.
Awesome. So self-dominion is, I think, ultimately our spiritual paths, our lives lead to that awakening most people have. You know, we've all heard the stories of the 90-something-year-old waking up on his deathbed, realizing, damn, I didn't live my life. You know, we've all heard that story, and it's told in a variety of different forms. Self-dominion is literally the concept of taking full responsibility for everything that shows up in your life, good, bad, or otherwise. Because in the spiritual realm, there are no victims. And in the projection, there are no victims. We all make choices. We all take action. We all decide on the path that we are on. And at any point in time, we can choose differently. By all means, I'm not going to get into the physical 3D dimensionality of, yes, there are people that are born in different areas of the different worlds and all that kind of stuff. That's a whole nother conversation of spirituality and coming back and spiritual contracts and agreements. But self-dominion is ultimately, regardless of what your lot in life is taking full responsibility on how you show up in everything that happens for you. And in the cryptocurrency world, I believe that it's been brought to our social consciousness because the systems, the old financial systems, don't work. More and more people are fed up with it, and double fees and banking fees and the fact that you can only do something through an institution that controls the money system. Cryptocurrency was brought about to get rid of the decentralization, essentially. And if you know how to leverage it and what it was designed to do, you essentially become your own bank. And in that, you can find self-dominion over your own financial well-being. And there's a lot to be learned. There's a lot of intricacies. There's a lot of technology involved. But once you get through that and you understand truly where the power of cryptocurrency lies in, I see it as a tool that's being given to those that are having an awakening, the light workers, the way showers, the people that are going out and changing the world, it's becoming a mechanism that is giving us the freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want. And it's disrupting the entire financial sector, which is why governments are freaking out, which are why the financial institutions are freaking out. And those things, in my opinion, from a social awareness, raising our frequency as a society, coming into oneness together, is a good thing. When you see somebody like JP Morgan, the CEO of JP Morgan, making some crazy statements, knowing when you see exactly what it was for and designed to do, straight market manipulation and hitting those that are not in awareness of what cryptocurrency really is, it's easy to see what they're doing, why they're afraid of it, and why I think it's super, super important that people start getting on the cryptocurrency bandwagon. Because in my opinion, it's not going anywhere, and you either learn it now or learn it later, but more importantly, learn it for your own financial self-dominion.
Oh, beautiful. So Justin, you have a Facebook group that I'm part of, and I think it's called Cryptocurrency Due Diligence, which when I saw the words due diligence, I was like, yes, I'm excited that not only are you bringing forward this education on cryptocurrency and creating a sacred space where people can explore and ask questions and have greater understanding and where you can do some education, but you're also bringing in the, you know, that self-dominion piece, which is, hey, you are responsible and you do want to do due diligence. If you're going to create a change in the way that you relate with money, and if you're going to do more than dip your toe in. So I'm excited to be in that group, and I would invite any of our listeners who are interested in finding out more about cryptocurrency, about the cryptocurrency due diligence group, or who might be interested in having Justin take a look at your business and your life to see if he can support you in your manipulation of the intelligence or your receptivity of the intelligence or disentangling you from the information entanglement you're in. I do have a place where you can go to set up a time to talk with him, and you can go to bit.ly, it's bit.ly/RECLA time, RECLA time, TIME. And please capitalize the R and the T, and that will get you directly to Justin's scheduler for a quick consultation to see if it's a fit for you to learn at the feet of a master of intelligence transference and information entanglement. So Justin, before we close, I do want to dive in a little bit to this challenge that you brought to the table about energy manipulation. I want to find out a little bit more about what you're talking about in terms of what those words mean to you and the impact that you see energy manipulation having either in your own creation or in the overall creation. And then I will ask you to give our listeners maybe one or two juicy takeaways that will allow them to meet that challenge with greater ease and grace.
Absolutely. So in every situation, every moment that you find yourself in, especially when you're involved with other people, whether it be social media, one-on-one interactions, business relationships, or so forth, you are either being manipulated or manipulating the situation. And that's not a bad thing. I don't mean manipulation and conniving and so forth, but just literally, what, you know, how are you showing up? And, you know, it's the difference between the alpha and the beta. You are literally either being manipulated or manipulating the situation. And when you have self-dominion over yourself, then you're able to show up fully. And now the energetic manipulation, when you meet with other people that are operating in self-dominion, now you can move into synergistic collaboration and work together. Most people can't do that because they don't have self-dominion and they realize that they're being manipulated, or they don't realize they're being manipulated and they're just going through life on autopilot and they have no awareness of what's going on. For me, the challenge is really recently is an energetic manipulation standpoint is the overwhelming amount of fear, uncertainty, and doubt that people have of the financial industry right now, whether it be the current system or the cryptocurrency system. People are scared to death. You can see it on Facebook, you can see it on social media, you can see it in the talk about politics. And ironically, all of those things, whether it be Trump or this organization or that organization, all of those are just projections of ourselves. Politics, I don't really even see anymore. It doesn't even come up on my radar because I've moved beyond it, right? And I recognize that all the those things and the projection of the fear and the uncertainty and doubt are just a piece of myself, right? Which just goes back to the question around courage of my own evolution, which is why I do the Facebook group, which is why I educate people, because it helps keep me sharp, keeps me on my edge. And I know that everybody's at a different level of their journey, and those that are two steps behind can follow my lead. I follow people as well, and my mentors, my gurus, and I follow their lead. It's part of the evolution, and I operate in 100% transparency in our business, in my life, and you can take a look at the group and see how we do things. And really, it's coming down to an understanding that the energetic manipulation piece, and Tonya calls it a Cat 2 superpower, it's something that is innate to me and my superpower design. In that superpower design, that Cat 2 energetic manipulation is something that I am able to control. I can take the information coming in, I can manipulate it, and I can make it my own, which is why I've been able to do what I've done in business, in my career, and so forth. And I understand how those things work. For most people, especially if they're not in tune to energetic manipulation, it's being aware of it. It's coming into a level of awareness. You may not have the innate ability to manipulate the situation in a particular way. You may not, it may not be part of your design, but you can still be in awareness of the energy that's coming in and how it's impacting you, so you can choose how to respond rather than come from a place of victimhood and feel like you didn't have any control over your life. And so that awareness piece is huge, paying attention to the energy of the situation, tuning into, you know, how does it feel when somebody said this and you ended up doing this because they said this? Was there a point in time when something was first said, didn't it feel good? Well, that's an indicator. But most people go through life because they think they have to, or they got a boss that tells them this, or so forth. And it's just, it's one thing after another, and it's Groundhog Day. But when you come into a level of awareness of who you are and the fact that you get to choose how you respond to every situation, paying attention to the energy that's being brought into the conversation, that's being brought in for you to look at, is an indicator. And then you get to choose, one, ask yourself, why are you seeing that? Right? Why is it showing up for you? Why did your boss tell you this? Why did your wife say this? Why did your friend say this? Well, they could only say that if it's a projection that you're projecting back out to the world and it's coming back for you to see. And so it's giving you an opportunity to question it and look at it and having the courage to face it and go, there's something to this. Why am I seeing this? And then making your choices from that place, a place of empowerment, rather than the place of victimhood, feeling like life is happening to you.
Beautiful. So I heard there, be aware. So cultivate awareness, step one. And what I'm hearing when you're saying that is awareness is very connected to how you're feeling. And that's not a thing that a whole lot of men talk about, but we're doing that here on the Men on Purpose podcast. Number two is to make a conscious choice, right? So cultivate awareness and make a conscious choice are the keys to really being able to navigate through energy manipulation challenges and the keys to being able to take additional steps forward on your own evolutionary path towards your ultimate self-dominion. So yeah, that's what I'm hearing, Justin.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you again so much for being with us here on the show. And I want to let everybody know one more time, if you want to find out more about what Justin is up to and how he might be able to support you or your business to activate your own superpowers even more and to be able to navigate the immense amount of information that is, it's like an algae bloom at this point. You know, we are in such an onslaught of information that it can become incredibly overwhelming. So to get his support in cutting through the fog and the noise and the confusion to really extract that which is in highest service to your self-dominion, you want to get in touch with him at bit.ly/RECLATIME, RECLATIME, and capitalize the R and the T, please. And that will get you directly to his scheduling page for a consultation appointment. So thanks again, Justin, for being here. I deeply appreciate your presence and your energy mastery and your superpowers. And I'm excited to dip my toes even further, maybe half my foot now, into the cryptocurrency world. And I look forward to growing together. Thanks again, Justin. Have a great
day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.